What are the five life events that maybe affect our finances? Here to answer that is John Stein, the CEO of Betterment, the largest independent online financial advisor in the world. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce. Great to be with you.
All right. Life events. We always sometimes hear about this. When I think about life events, I think like a birth of a child. Is that one of those that affect our finances? Gulp.
Boy, that's a big one. That's one we hear about all the time. And it's a time when people start to think about changes in their life. So people start to think about life insurance, or maybe they think about opening college savings accounts for their kids, or even saving for retirement and real financial planning types of activities. I have two kids, 1 and 3, and I love to talk to them, even though they're really young. When we take our older daughter to the store, we talk to her about the value of money and things like this, because it's never too early to start teaching your kids. As they get older, you have the opportunity to teach your kids about how to make money and how to save it. So one thing I did when I was growing up was my parents helped me set up a lemonade stand, and I used to sit out on the corner. And I loved that experience of making money and saving money at an early age. And then as your kids get older still, you can encourage them to take jobs, and in the summer or after school or what have you, and to save some money from those jobs, because it's all disposable income. So really encourage them to save it. And that way they can start to see the value of growing money over time and compounding that money. And that'll set them up well for a life of saving and having a really comfortable life when it comes time to retire.
John, what do we keep in mind when maybe changing jobs?
Changing jobs is one of those times where you have a real opportunity to get your financial house in order. And one of the things we always tell new employees who come to Betterment is roll over your 401k. You want to do this for a couple of reasons. One, if you have a lot of little 401k accounts from old employers sitting around, it's really hard to manage your money intelligently. You want to manage it in one place, and so roll it together into one 401k or IRA. You might also be able to save on fees. And if you save on fees, you have more money, and your money is working harder for you.
You mentioned that word rollover. I've heard try to keep it out of your hands, because if you do that, then somebody else wants to take a bite out of that money, right?
I mean, you know, the fees on some 401ks are just ridiculous. And you do have to look at the fine print oftentimes to understand how much you're paying for things. You want to roll over to a low-fee advisor, somebody who's going to help you make the most of your money.
We're talking this morning with John Stein, a CEO of Betterment, some about the life five life events. I want to write to kids, but I forgot to get us married. I guess if you're now suddenly coexisting with somebody, your finances are melded together, you're going to spend your life together, that's another point where we start reevaluating our finances, right?
When people are getting married, they're thinking about 1,000 things, and one of the last things they're usually thinking about is money. But, you know, the number one cause for divorce and marital strife is money issues. And so it's important to start getting ready for those things and start planning so that that doesn't happen to you. You can get on the same page with your spouse before you get married about what are important financial goals for you, what's sacred, what do you not want to have to touch if you have savings, you know, from before the marriage or something like this. Get on the same page about your important goals and start a plan together. Another thing that you mentioned, Bruce, that you can put all your money together. Well, not everyone does that. When I got married, my wife and I kept 3 separate accounts. So our 2 individual accounts plus a joint account that we manage together. We can see all of those in one place. And there's aggregation technology out there now that lets you manage your finances jointly across multiple accounts for you and your spouse, even if you manage your own separate account so that you still have your own independent account for your expenses. That's a nice way to manage things jointly and together and to plan together.
You mentioned technology. That's really changed the way we deal with finances. And even when we're talking about kids, I don't know how many of them actually see money. It all becomes sort of just a piece of plastic that gets transacted or swiped or even things with our technology. How do we kind of, I guess, balance that to make that work for us and not get too overwhelmed by all the options available?
You're right. In some ways, the investing and saving landscape is more complicated than ever. There's more options out there, more different cards and offers and different types of mortgages, et cetera, et cetera. And we have to save more than ever, right? So we're living longer, and health costs are rising every year, as we always read about in the press. And so we have to save more in order to have a comfortable retirement. It's harder than ever in some ways to save and plan intelligently. The good news is, there's great technology out there, which you also mentioned, and that technology can help us better manage our money. So there's technology that helps us plan how much to save, that helps you know which accounts to open and how much to contribute to each. At Betterment, you can get a full financial plan across all of your financial goals that will help keep you on track and get guidance about, you know, when you're moving off track, what to do about it. There's great tools out there. And so the good news is, you, with no minimum fees, no minimum balance, you can start now. And that's the advice that I give to everyone is, I know it's hard, I know it seems complicated, just start saving now, because it's easier than ever to get started.
We've been going through some of the five life events. What life events have we missed out on?
Well, another one that, people often don't like to think about is when a parent or family member passes away. And sometimes there are there's inheritance issues or insurance issues to take care of. And if you're fortunate enough to have a situation where you've got some significant savings that are now in your hands, make sure you're getting advice about how best to tax plan around those events and how to invest that money. It can be significant to your own well-being. Don't just go spend it. Make sure that you're thinking about a long-term plan for how to use that money. That's a significant change in most people's lives.
When do we know when it's time to get advice and be able just to use the internet? And sort of it's between you and your money or someone else involved. When do we know it's that time, or how do we get comfortable with that?
You know, it's really up to each individual. When I deal with a lot of people who are asking that question and are wondering how much advice they should have, we give advice to everyone with no minimum. It's always accessible. It's always available. And we do that because we feel everyone deserves advice. But the level of advice that people need is different. So some people just feel very confident doing everything on their own, and they don't want to talk to anyone. Others just want to have their decisions confirmed. And still others want you to take them from, you know, from step one all the way through and really hold their hand. So it's really up to the individual and how comfortable they feel with making financial decisions. Our goal is just to make great advice accessible to anyone who wants it.
How do we become comfortable? You know, banks use big structures. They have giant vaults. They make us feel that everything is safe. Online, we keep hearing things are being stolen. Different things disappear. How do we get peace of mind knowing things are going to be okay in regards to that?
Well, every bank is online, too. And, in fact, most of the big security breaches have been with the big banks, Chase, Citi, et cetera, have all been breached. It's what they do with it on the other side that matters. And generally, as long as you have FDIC insurance with your bank, that's important. If you have SIPC insurance with your broker, that's important. So look for those kinds of things. And make sure, if you're thinking about where to put your money, my view is you want to go with an advisor who puts your best interest first. You don't want to take that money to a bank that's just out to sell you another product. You don't want to take it to a mutual fund company that's just trying to sell you their funds. You want to take it to an advisor that's going to do the right thing for you and help you maximize your money.
Our guest today, John Stein, CEO of Betterment. You can go to betterment.com to get details on what he's been talking about and just kind of get yourself in. What you said, start today. Start right now. Right now is
That's
the time
it.
To start.
That's the Never best. Too early.
Thanks, John. Thanks. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Bruce. Great being here.